The Lemko Bluegrass Band and Dunaj. Dobrý večer i vitaju vas všich šanovní radiosluchači na radio programu Náš Holos, Radio Ukrajinskoho Kurinja. Hello there and welcome to Náš Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Pavlina, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. This is a Shevchenko tribute program. In fact, every show this month will be a Shevchenko tribute program because, of course, March is the month that we celebrate the birth as well as commemorate the death of Ukraine's national bard, Taras Shevchenko. So we'll have a little story from Rushnichok and a song. As well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, much of it on a Shevchenko theme, as well as contemporary tunes, traditional tunes, many of them relating to what is happening in Ukraine now, that being an unfortunate war. Coming up next is Edmonton's Trubka. This is from a CD recorded back in about 1992 or so. It's called Pochatka, which means beginnings. Trubka's no longer together, but to many of their the members of the band, as well as their mentees and perhaps descendants of some of the original members of the band, have gone on to form one of the many other polka bands in the Edmonton area. But here they are now from this recording made back in 1992 from Pochatka. Here is Trubka now with Dume Moi, My Thoughts.
Моей, 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 моей smaku vojnu i ti za nja služit na tu vojnu. Vstaj ti njanju z grobu, z grob ti smaku vojnu i ti za nja služit na tu vojnu. Ja zaplače, bo plakati musić, bo ona od mene dičko nosi. A treća zaplače, bo plakati musić, bo ona od mene dičko nosi.
From Winnipeg, that was Zrada and Kid Me Prešle Karta, which translates as I received the letter. And the letter in this case refers to a conscription notice. And it harkens back to World War I era when part of Ukraine was governed by the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Conscription, of course, is often a reality when a country is at war. In Ukraine today, that is certainly the case. However, most Ukrainians who are fighting at the front have been going there voluntarily, and this includes people from all walks of life. Here is Haidamake with a traditional Ukrainian folk song also referring to wartime. It's called Yichal Kozak. Na Vinoinku, a Cossack goes off to war.
Їхав козак на війноньку, про прощай, сказав дівчинонько, прощай, дівчино, чорнобривонько, їду в чужую сторононьку. Прощай, дівчино, чорнобривонько, їду в чужую сторононьку. Дай же, дівчино, пустину, може, у бою загину. Темної ночі закриють очі, легше в могилі спочину. Темної ночі закриють очі, легше в могилі спочину. Дала дівчина пустину, за кубою загину. Темної ночі закрили очі, вже він в могилі спочину. Темної ночі закрили очі, вже він в могилі спочину. Прощай, сказав дівчинонько, прощай, дівчино, чорнобривонько, їду в чужую сторононьку. Прощай, дівчино, чорнобривонько, їду в чужую сторононьку.
Ой, у Лузі під Донбасом в кроваву годину вставали наші хлопці знов за батьківщину. Повставали наші хлопці знов за батьківщину. Україну злії люди хочуть зґвалтувати, тому стали українці її захищати. Тому встали українці її захищати. Із всієї України зібрались завзяті, грудьми встали до загину рятувати матір. Грудьми стали до загину рятувати матір. Ради смерті урагани, смерть носила люта, та не зможуть ці тирани в рабство нас закути. Та не зможуть ці тирани в рабство нас закути. Буде жити добра слава на землі козацькій, і збереже Бог державу у любові братській, і збереже Бог державу у любові братській.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушничок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
Today, a few words about one of Rushnechok's shortest songs, but the sparse, powerful words are part of the greatest legacy Ukrainians have today, for those words were written by poet-artist Taras Shevchenko, a man who rose above the economic, political, and personal wreckage of his time to influence the consciousness of an entire nation. A genius who popularized and gave a unique standing to the Ukrainian language, because to read his wildly popular poems, you had to read them in Ukrainian. Shevchenko was born into serfdom. By age 11, he was orphaned. His art eventually would buy him his freedom, but brave words would put him back into chains repeatedly. Today in Ukraine and across the world, the Ukrainian language is again under some threat, this time from erosion. 40 years ago in Montreal, my friend and bandmate Eugeno Sidach put a simple, memorable melody to Shevchenko's towering words. Учитися, брати мої. They state, learn well, think, read, learn what is foreign to you, but don't forsake your own. For those who forget what their mother taught them will answer to God. I believe that Eugen's melody could become an easy-to-remember anthem when we come to celebrate the bicentennial of Taras Shevchenko's birth, sing it at schools and camps and concerts, but most of all, remember the orphan who took on giants and who saved a language. Here we are with Rushnichok, Volume 1, Ukrainian Poet Number 1. The song is called Учитися, брати мої. Learn well, everyone.
Учитися, брати мої, думайте, читайте, і чужого навчайте. Дякую за перегляд!
The Ukrainians from Leeds, England, from their first CD, self-titled, and that was Slava Kobzaria. And now a special feature courtesy Ukraine Today, Ukraine's first English language TV and news channel. The following is one of a series of features exploring pressing issues in today's Ukraine.
And welcome to Viewpoint on Ukraine Today. The International Criminal Court did not classify the force used against demonstrators by Ukrainian police during the 2014 Euromaidan protests as crimes against humanity. This has prompted anger in the Ukrainian society. Now, the preliminary probe into the Maidan killings is done, but the ICC is still investigating crimes committed in Ukraine's east. Joining us now to discuss this and much more is Alexandra Matvichuk. She's a lawyer and an activist working for an NGO called Maidan SOS. Welcome to Viewpoint.
Hello.
I understand you're back from The Hague.
Mm-hmm.
Your organization, the NGO called Maidan SOS, what is its goals?
We create civil initiative Euromaidan SOS after a brutal disperse of peaceful student demonstrator on Maidan in 2013. And during all Euromaidan's time, we provide legal aid for all people who suffered from persecutions in Kyiv and regions. And through our hands went hundreds and hundreds of injured people, beaten people, tortured people, people accused in criminals and administrative charge, and relatives of missing and killed people. That's why after Euromaidan, we have a huge database of crimes and human rights violation, which were committed by Yanukovych regime. And together with other human rights organizations, we submitted these cases to International Criminal Court.
As I understand, in these cases, you brought to the ICC's attention as well, just a civil society organization, I guess, doing its job, what it believes is right. Now, if the ICC had ruled that the Maidan killings had been an act of crimes against humanity committed by the Ukrainian riot police, now what would that actually mean?
The problem in this intermediate conclusion of ICC is that court couldn't do the job by state which applied to court. And on the state, International Criminal Court examined only materials which it received from us, from governmental body, from other agents. And court said that it's lack of evidence that this attack on civilians has systematic and widespread character. That's why now we started preparing in new submissions, and we try to perceive court that this attack has these characters. And if we succeed...
Why is it so important for Ukraine, for the ICC to rule it as crimes against humanity? Why is it important?
Because according to the policy of court, the court is concentrated on the people, on the chain of command who give this command. And it's Yanukovych, it's Zakharchenko, it's Pshonka, so it's a high top management, ex-management of our state. And these people are in Russia now, or they, so it's not on Ukrainian territory, and it's very difficult for Ukrainian bodies to arrest them. And that's why for us it's a good opportunity to bring these people to the hand of international justice.
So you want the kind of European authorities to track down Ukrainian former leaders or former prosecutor, and you want them to be tried in a European court. You don't want to do this at home.
The problem is that we couldn't arrest them. We couldn't bring them to the trials. And it's very difficult to imagine that Russia Federation allow Ukrainian authorities to do it. That's why International Criminal Court...
But you think that the European authorities will get a chance to do this? Russia will allow them to do this?
You see, when International Criminal Court make the warrant arrest, it means that the Yanukovych, Pshonka, they couldn't even enter any other democratic states. They can only be in Russia. And they will not make photo like Portnov in the buildings of Interpol in the Austria or some other state. And who knows, maybe regime in Russia will change and they will follow the warrant arrest of International Criminal Court.
Mm-hmm. So you believe that the European authorities will bring these men to justice, and this will be done in a better fashion.
And another side of this problem is that it's international justice, not Ukrainian justice, and there are much more legality to and trust to their conclusion. There is a huge Russian propaganda. We try to tell that there is no killings on Maidan, there is no persecution at all on these months. It's extremists and fascists who try to liquidate all state institutions, etc., etc. And when International Criminal Court provides its investigation and gives a conclusion, it will be a high level of trust.
Now, I understand your organization is working with cases of captured Ukrainians in the east by the Russian-backed militants and prisoners of war. Mm-hmm. And can you talk about some of the first-hand accounts that you've heard about coming from the east?
We, together with other human rights organizations, provide a huge survey. We asked more than 160 people who were released from hostage. It was militaries and civilians. And then we tried to understand what the trends is in this detentions, place of detentions in the occupied territories. Now we have information about 79 of such kind of place. The majority of them are not suited and not for capturing people even in short term. So condition are awful, but parallel to this...
What are some of the conditions like?
For example, one pregnant woman was brought to the small room. It's like a bus stop, the size of bus stop, without no ventilation, without any opportunity to go to the toilet or something like this. And she was refused to give... the paramilitary groups don't give her food and very rarely water during 1 week, and she was pregnant in this time, and it was very bad for her and her child.
Where is she now?
Now she migrated to Israel because she is Jewish. And it's one interesting point. She also was beaten, and she asked not to beat her because she is pregnant. And these paramilitary groups told her, you are Jewish and you have pro-Ukrainian sympathy. Your child have no right to life.
So how many women right now are being captured, are being held in captivity by the Russian-backed militants?
We know a very small information. The official data is that now we have captured 148 persons. It's military, civilians, and also women. But we don't know how much women or military or men in reality. The volunteers' initiatives who work with relatives of kidnapped people or missing people, they told that the real number are much more higher. But we know, according to our save you. What's the behavior to the people who are imprisoned? 86% of military was tortured, and every second civilians was tortured. 20% of civilians who was tortured are women, even pregnant, as in previous case. And for 76% of civilians, such practice of torture were regular. And as 60% of civilians told us that they was witnesses of torturing to death, another people who was in this place of detention.
Shocking, shocking details. Now let's talk about the prisoners of war. How does Ukraine see them? And how does the international community see them? And how does your organization portray them if technically they're not really prisoners of war, since the Ukrainian government has been very reluctant to announce that there's a war going on? They call it an anti-terrorist operation. So how are they being labeled?
There is a very one important point in all this situation, because according to our survey, we have a strong evidence that there is an organizing system of kidnapping and torturing civilians exist on occupied territory. What is interesting is that 44%, in 44% of cases, the leading role of interrogation and beating people was executed by Russian's regular army or so-called Russian's volunteers.
And you have proof of this?
We have evidence, we have testimonies, and we have a lot of information about it. But now we are in the Minsk process, and our partners from pro-democratic state ask Ukraine to give amnesty for people in the East who want to be elected in this local elections in the occupied territories. But you see, we have to divide politics and justice. I strongly believe that people who execute and who are guilty in such kinds of crimes, it's war crimes. They couldn't be amnestied. And our partners told us you have to think about peace, etc. But we know that there is no peace without justice. And if people in the East, and not only in the East, understand they can kidnap, abduction, provide rape and torturing civilians, and they will be amnestied, our system of law will ruin totally. So yesterday I was in Berlin and I have a speech in Bundestag. We have discussed this amnesty, Minsk agreements, etc. And I ask our German colleague to be aware on this fact.
I see. So your organization, it seems, still has quite a bit of work to do regarding POWs and some of these testimonies, and more work with the ICC to bring your points home. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
This has been Alexandra Matveychuk. She's a lawyer and an activist working for an NGO called Maidan SOS.
This has been a special feature courtesy Ukraine's first English language TV and news channel, Ukraine Today. To hear more from Ukraine Today, check all of this week's editions of Nash Holos at www.nashholos.com. And for their full roster of breaking stories, as well as interviews, press reviews, and in-depth analysis on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog, uatoday.tv.
Україну, як сонце любіть, як вітер, і трави, і води. Годину щасливу і в радості мить, любіть у годину негоди. Любіть Україну у сні й наяву, вишневу свою Україну, красу її вічно живу і нову, і мову її солов'їну. Між братніх народів, мов садом рясним, сіяє вона над віками. Любіть Україну всім серцем своїм і всіми своїми ділами. між братніх народів, мов садом рясним, сіяє вона над віками. Любіть Україну всім серцем своїм і всіми своїми ділами. Для нас вона в світі єдина, одна, в просторі, в солодкому чарі. Вона у зірках, і у вербах вона, і у кожному серця ударі. Юначе, хай буде для неї твій сміх, і сльози, і все до загину. Не можна любити народів других, коли ти не любиш країну. Дівчино, як небо її голубе, люби її кожну хвилину. Кохане любить не захоче тебе, коли ти не любиш країну. Любіть у труді, у ханні, в бою, як пісню, що лине зорею. Всім серцем любіть Україну свою, і вічні ми будемо з нею.
Ukraine's Serhii Fajfura and Dajte Volyu Nadiyi Free Savchenko. Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Up next is Fata Morgana with Shevchenko's words set to music. Bandureste orle sizi.
Бандуристе, орле сизи, добре тобі, брате, маєш крила, маєш силу, є коли літати. Тепер летиш в Україну, тебе виглядають, полетів би я з тобою. Привітає.
Yeah.
Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не бере прикладу від таких людей, що злі вчинки роблять. And our proverb of the week translates as, do not follow the example of people who do bad deeds. Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB. To take us home, we've got Prairie Crocus from Winnipeg from their CD Back Up and Push and the Songbird Polka. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks for listening. Until next time, do побачення. Thank you.